好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是除去罪孽。
The sermon title today is removing sin.
讲到以前有个时间祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray to God.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，因为你是圣洁的神。
You are the holy Lord.
你是公义的主。
You are the righteous Lord.
你必要洁净我们的罪。
And for sure, we will just cleanse our.
你还要洗净我们一切的不义啊。
And you will just wash away our unrighteousness.
主啊，求你继续的带领和帮助我们。
Lord, please continue to guide and help us.
感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
阿门。
阿门。
好，除去罪孽。
Removing sin.
这个题目的背景和必要是从哪里来的呢？
So where does the background come from?
我们如果从这一个历史阶段的这个卷轴我们拉开来看的话呢
？As we unroll the scroll of this stage of history,
我们很清楚发现，在出埃及记第十二章开始，上帝在做什么呢
？We see that at the beginning in chapter 12, and what did God do?
我们发现上帝仿佛一直在为他要杀埃及的长子，他在做预备，做准备。
God has been preparing for the striking down of the firstborn in Egypt.
在十二章当中，上帝做了几件大事情哦。
In chapter 12, God did several things.
他改变了以色列人的历法，对吧
？He changed the calendar of the Israelites.
从那一天开始，然后以色列的历法时间点、时空点就被上帝定了下来。
So since that day and the time of space and the time, the calendar has been changed.
他也定下了一个献祭公羊羔的基本要求。
Also, God established the requirement to sacrifice a lamb.
那必须是一岁大的，没有残疾的，对吧
？And it has to be just perfect and just under 1 year old.
他甚至直接下了个命令，要在门框上、门楣上涂抹羔羊的血啊。
And commanded them to apply the blood to the door frames.
呀，今天这个经文，神要来订立除酵节的规矩了。
In today's scripture, God is instituting the regulations for the feast of unleavened bread.
除酵就是除罪了。
To remove leaven is to remove sin.
罪若不除，人就很难去亲近神啦。
If sin is not removed, it is difficult to draw near to God.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
除去酵素。
Removing the leaven.
想一想，对啊，为什么神要以色列人除去这个酵素呢
？Yes, why did God require the Israelites to remove?
而且还是连续七天，是什么道理呢
？And why for 7 consecutive days?
首先，圣经说要当吃无酵饼。
First, eat unleavened bread.
那为什么呢
？Why?
那无酵饼又是什么呢
？So what is unleavened bread?
其实简单的讲，无酵饼就是用新收的麦子。
Unleavened bread is the maize from the newly harvested grain.
而且是在不加酵素的前提下制作成的饼，就叫无酵饼。
And it's made just without any leaven added.
那么这个酵又是什么呢
？Then what is leaven?
呀，酵这里讲的酵就是从发了酵的面中取出来一个种中来留作一个酵种，下一次用，对吧
？So here, leaven refers to a portion taken from previously fermented.And kept us a starter.
要我们今天的人都会这么做呀。
So nowadays, and we do that. This
留下这个酵种之后呢，日后发面的时候就可以用了。
So when we keep this starter later, when we make the dough, and we can just use that.
将这个酵种呢和面粉和水呢揉成一团来做不同的面食，我们的馒头啊、包子都这么做的。
So this starter would be mixed with flour and water to produce various kind.Of the baked goods.
那这里上帝到底在讲什么呢
？What is God really talking about?
以色列人就如同上帝新收的这个面，对吧
？The Israelites were like freshly harvested dough in God's hand.
那这个酵呢，则是指埃及的习俗啦，特别是一些拜偶像的传统，对吧
？What leaven represents the customs of Egypt, especially is.Idolatrous practices.
所以上帝就要去改变以色列人的观念呢。
Therefore, God wants to change the Israelites' concept.
他首先改变的就是以色列人习惯的时空观呢。
So first, God just wants to change.
以后你不要再用埃及的太阳历了，你要用我新给你的历法呀。
So you must use the new calendar I gave you.
而今天要过的这个逾越节呢，刚好落在正月十四这一天。
Passover falls on the 14th day of the first month.
那么无酵节在什么时候呢
？What is the feast of the unleavened bread?
逾越节是一天，无酵节则是七天。
Passover is one day, and the feast of unleavened bread is 7 days.
就是逾越节的 那一天的正月十四的晚上六点钟到第二天晚上的六点钟，这是逾越节。
So the 6 o'clock in the evening on the day of the Passover till the next day, and that is the.
然后从第二天的晚上六点钟连续七天这段时间叫除酵节。
So from the 6 p.m. the second night until the consecutive the seven days, and that is a feast of unleavened bread.
有没有发现我们的上帝很奇特，很不一般，对吧？
Do you see our God is so unique?
Yeah, 所有的律法都是以白天早上作为一天的开始，或者凌晨也好啊，对吧？
So the day and God just used and it's so different from before.
睡醒了就开始做一天的事情了嘛。
So usually when we wake up, we just do the thing to do the following day.
上帝给以色列律法不是要干活的，首先让你先休息，要睡觉的。晚上六点钟才开始这一天。
So God's calendar is for them to rest first, and then by 6 o'clock in the evening, then they start the day.
基本上，上帝赐给他指明的时间时空点开始就是吃吃洗洗睡了，这样子的。
So God says the calendar God prepared for them is first, they have to have rest and eat first.
有没有发现有些不一样啊？
Do you see the difference?
上帝的时空观赐给神子民的时空观跟世人的不一样，对吧？
So God's concept of time and space is different from the world.
世人的是必汗流浃背才得糊口啊。
So for the world, they have to work very hard labor and then.
上帝给以色列的律法呢，就吃吃洗洗睡了吧，躺平的律法。
However, the God's calendar for the Israelites, that is to eat and drink and rest.
圣灵说你们要休息，要知道我是耶和华。
So God said, you need to rest so that you know who I am.
那经文当中吩咐要吃无酵饼七天了，整整七天都要吃无酵饼。
So the command in scripture to eat unleavened bread for 7 days.
而这正是在设立一个除酵节，这七天就是除酵节。
It is precisely the institution of this feast.
这除酵节对于新约的信徒又有什么意义呢？
What is the meaning for the New Testament believers?
要为什么要除酵呢？
What after just removed the leaven?
因为耶稣将法利赛人的假冒为善定义为酵，对吧？
Because in the New Testament, Jesus identified the hypocrisy of the Pharisees as leaven.
也就是罪了。
That is.
以及罪的扩展与蔓延。
And that is sin and the spreading and the permeating nature of sin.
所以上帝特别在乎他自己神子民，也就是教会的洁净，对吧？
So God just really cared about and the purity of His people.
要七次，要连续七天。
Second, 7 days in a row.
圣经中神吩咐神的子民要吃无酵饼，这是我们大家都知道的，对吧？
In Scripture, God's command for His people to eat unleavened bread.
那么到底这是怎么回事呢？
So what is that about?
这在本质上是神对凡属于他的人在圣洁上的呼召。
In essence, it is a call to holiness for all who belongs to God.
人的健忘以致神要连续提醒人七天哦。
Because people are forgetful, so God ordained that this reminder continue for 7 days.
一年就过这一次节嘛。
So it only just comes once a year.
坦率讲也不多。
Therefore, it's not that much.
如果说逾越节是宣告上帝圣洁的命令。
If the Passover is a proclamation of the holiness,
那么接下来的连续七天呢？
And then the 7 days that continually,
在这个除酵节里边，上帝就要他的子民思考洁净的意义了。
So, and God just wants to bring His people to reflect about the meaning of the holiness.
上帝是让以色列人用圣洁的方法，就是远离埃及人的酵。
The way God made Israel holy was by calling them to separate themselves from the leaven of Egypt.
这也是我们在教会里边的属灵原则。
And this is also the spiritual rule for us in the church.
也是我们属灵生命行事为人的准则，对吧？
And that is a principle also for us to conduct.
凡事不能图痛快啊。
We cannot simply act on impulse for.
好像是有话就是不吐不快啊。
Seems like we don't say whatever we feel we must say.
没有想到一句话说出来是让神得了荣耀了吗？
And we're not just considering whether our words just bring glory to God.
我们的老我与血气往往会使人觉得自己真实的活自己，会不会啊？
So the old self and the flesh often just make make us just feel that we're just being real.
我们可能真的是在活自己生命的真实。
We may just live the reality of our life.
但却未必是在活真理了。
However, we may not necessarily just live the truth.
好，最后是从民中剪除啊。
Finally, cut off from people.
除酵节七天都过去了。
After the 7 days of the feast of the unleavened bread,
可能仍然有人贪恋埃及的美食啊。
Maybe some people still just long for the delicacy of Egypt.
我们不妨想象一下埃及的生活，好不好
？Let's just kind of imagine the life in Egypt.
尼罗河里边的海鲜味道美呀。
The seafood of the Nile so delicious.
而整个埃及的气候温度潮湿，很舒服的。
And the comfort of its warm and pleasant climate.
呀，人呢由俭入奢是比较容易的，对吧？
It's easy to just go from the simplicity to luxury.
但是，一旦由奢入俭就比较难了。
But hard to go from luxury back to simplicity.
我记得我们刚刚离开挪威的时候
I remember when we first left Norway.
有一点感觉自己是被宠坏了
We feel like we're spoiled.
因为挪威的呼吸的空气很干净，水又很好喝
Because the air is clean and the water is tasty.
牛奶也很好喝
Milk is also delicious.
从挪威搭飞机一来达拉斯就发现这里空气跟挪威没得比啊
We just first flew from Norway to Dallas, and the air is totally different.
好像一个从一个条件比较好的环境，一下子来到一个比较困难的环境，有些不容易适应的。
Seems like just come from a very good condition to a very like a place that's not so good.
想想以色列当时也是如此这般的。
Think about this: the Israelites, there's a similarity.
呀，他们在埃及虽然是奴隶的身份，希伯来奴隶嘛，他们是。
So.Although the Israelites were slaves in Egypt,
而且也是任由埃及人的欺凌、打骂、加工时减工料，这都是显而易见的事情。
And they were subject to this mistreatment, abuse, increased labor, and reduced provision.
所以以色列多年向神伸手去发出痛苦的祷告，神听见了。
And so they could cry out to the Lord and just tell God about their trouble.
这才有埃及，后面发生的事情嘛。
And after that, then there's the things happen and in Egypt.
呀，这才会有摩西，然后从西乃山下来，要完成神的呼召和使命嘛。
And also, just for the God just called Moses and just received the call from.
摩西所面对的是一群怎样的人呢
？What kind of people Moses faced?
坦率讲，哪怕是神的子民，这个神的子民也是人呐。
So even God's chosen people, they're also human beings.
只要是个人，就有可能有人的习惯嘛。
As long as there is human and they have their habit.
而人的习惯可怕到什么地步呢
？So how horrible is the human habit?
这好像是一把锋利的年岁刀啊
！It is like a sharp blade and sharp.
而且是刀刀入骨切魂呢、啊、
And cutting deep into the bone and soul.
也人在习惯面前几乎没有能力抵抗的弟兄姐妹。
In front of habit, people have little strength to resist it.
我们今天活在世上也是一样的。
It's the same for us today.
无论是你的活在共产党的大外宣的洗脑呢
，Whether it is the propaganda and the just in the communists，
还是活在欧美白左的政治正确里边呢
？Or the prevailing just cultural narratives。
不管我们活在哪个环境，中招是大概率的事情。
No matter what kind of environment we stay in, most people will just be affected.
如果再加上一些情感呐、啊、国家利益的本位的一种牵绊的话呢？
So if we are just have the added emotional ties and national interest into it,
我们是不是又有谁不会被引人入局的？都是个局啊
And in this case, who can avoid being drawn in?
啊，撒旦设的局了
It's just that the plot is from Satan.
呀，只是当时候满足的时候呢
But when the appointed time is
到神的审判来到的时候呢
When God's judgment comes,
我们如果继续活在这个撒旦所设的局里边呢？
If we continue to live in the trap of Satan,
那神会不会说我不认识你呢
？May God say, I do not know you.
这个是我们需要警醒的，对吧
？We need to be alert about this.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
当守主日。
Observe the Lord's day.
从逾越节到除酵节。
From the Passover to the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
就是所谓的一共七天了。
So there are total 7 days.
七天是。 是往前数的头尾加起来是八天了，这个主日到下个主日其实是头尾八天的。
Actually, from one Sunday to the next Sunday, total actually 8 days.
所以因为这个缘故，就有可能经过两个主日或者两个盛会啊。
So due to this, actually there two the secret assemblies were appointed.
圣经是如何描述这一段信息的呢？
How does the Bible describe this?
首先它是当有盛会。
First, a secret assembly.
Yeah, 七天一头一尾两次聚会。
At the beginning and at the end of the 7 days, there were 2 gatherings.
而且两次聚会都被神称为是盛会。
And both are called holy convocations.
我们可能就会有人问了，难道聚会真的那么重要吗？
We may ask, is gathering together really that important?
希伯来书作者怎么说的呢？
The author of Hebrews said,
圣经说你们不可停止聚会啊。
And the author said, not neglecting to meet together.
好像那些停止惯了的人，对吧？
As is the habit of some.
倒要彼此的劝勉。
But encourage one another.
既知道那日子临近了。
And all the more as you see the day approaching.
就更当如此了。
And we should do so.
显然神在乎我们来聚会呢？
Clearly, God's value is our assembling together.
远超过我们的想象。
Far more than we often realize.
也远超过我们的闲懒。
And also far more than just our laziness.
也远超过我们的自以为是，对吧？
And far more than our just self-righteous.
其实是有原因的，弟兄姐妹。
So, brother, sister, there's a reason for that.
因为我正当这日把你们的军队从埃及地领出来。
Just at this day, I just lead your army out of this place.
经文当中讲的这日是哪一日呢？
So what is the day the Bible talk about?
呀，是逾越节的次日啊。
And that's the next day of the Passover.
其实也刚好就是除酵节。
And that is the day of the 11th bread.
其实也就是七日的头一日，就是主日了。
So that is the first day of the 7th day. That is the.
这是上帝与他子民同在的盛会了。
So that is assembly, just God just being with His people.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你是否有一个参与盛会的习惯呢？
Brothers and sisters, so do you have this habit to have this gathering?
在你生命里边有没有一个参与神的盛会的生命使然呢？
In your life, do you have this like kind of habit? I just have the gathering and with the Lord.
那不可停止聚会的命令是否在你的耳际心灵当中回响呢？
So do not stop gathering. Does this command just in your mind?
好，其次是永远定力。
And the second, an everlasting ordinance.
凡属神的人。
All who belong to God.
只要你是属于神的，你就会纪念耶和华所定的日子。
As long as you belong to God, you will remember the day appointed by the Lord.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你属于神，你就会感恩呐。
Because when you belong to the Lord, you will have the gratitude.
你感恩之前，你必须知道有恩典呢。
When you know the gratitude, you give thanks.
一个知恩感恩的人就会唱出赞美的歌声呢。
A person with the gratitude and give thanks will sing the praise.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为里边有个火山呐。
Because that's like you have the volcano.
你如果不把内心深处的诗歌唱出来的话呢？
If we do not just sing out of praise,
呀，火山在你生命里面会爆发、爆炸的。
And the volcano will just explode.
你会憋得受不了的。
And you just cannot be held back.
因为上帝的恩典、福气是福杯满溢的，对吧？
Because God's blessing it just kind of overflows.
呀，一个不唱诗、不敬拜、不祷告、不读经。不听到行道等等，这样的人其实是活不下去的。
So if we just do not sing, do not worship, and pray, and do read God's words, not listening, and just live out for the truth, and it's hard to just live the true life.
但这里面有个前提，你是真信耶稣了。
However, the premise is you have to be truly believing God.
如果你是一个真信耶稣的人，
if you're a true believer,
你不敬拜赞美，你不祷告，不灵修，活不下去的弟兄姐妹。
And if you are a true believer, and you don't think, worship, pray to God, and read God's words, How can you just leave the
那如果你不是真正信耶稣的人，你会问怎么会这样子的，很好奇的。
So if you're not a true believer, you may ask question why.
只有属于神的人才会有这种经历和感受的。
Only the one belong to God can experience that.
当然，如果你不属于神，这个感觉也没有了，无感。
However, if you don't believe in God, you don't have this kind of feeling.
当然，你会生出一个好奇心，怎么会这样子呢？
You may have to wonder. You have a curiosity. How come?
但是，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这个是并不奇怪的事情啊。
Dear brother and sister, it's not strange.
因为属神的人是听得见神的吩咐的。
Because those belong to God hear His command.
神的吩咐说，你们要守这日，作为世世代代永远的定例。
God's command, you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance.
在出埃及记的时候，只有犹太人，只有以色列人才会听懂这句话，埃及人听不懂。
So in the Exodus, only the Israelites understand this.
那些离开了神的国度，
those who have departed from the kingdom of God,
他也习惯了不聚会，
who have become accustomed to neglecting,
或者说随时随地想来就来，不想来就不来，觉得很随意的那些人。
And they can just by their own will, just either come or not to come.
Yeah, 比如说就是那些想方设法不聚会的那些犹太埃及人。
And they're just like the so-called like a Jewish Egyptians.
或者反过来是埃及犹太人。
Or the Egyptian Jewish.
他们其实就与神的约、神的定力无缘无关。也无感啦。
They have become disconnected, indifferent, and unrelated to God's covenant and His ordinances.
他们身在朝营，心在汉呐。
So they're physically in the church, but their hearts are in the world.
就是人在教会，心却在世界里边。
So they're physical and their hearts are in different locations.
每一次来聚会都是一种痛苦啊。
So for them, every gathering just become a kind of suffering.
Yeah, 巴不得快点走啊。
They just want to leave quickly.
一来到神的子民当中，就感到痛苦万分。
Once they come to God's people, they just feel kind of, they feel it's a suffering.
心里边在呻吟着。
And in their heart, they're was groaning.
然后灵里边在煎熬着。
Their spirit, they have an inner struggle.
其实你自己知道的。
Actually, you know,
你属于神的人才会来到教会，觉得是一种享受，是一种满足。
Only the ones belong to God when they come to church, they really enjoy it.
如果你的灵、你的心、你的人根本都不属于上帝的国度，这种呼召的话呢
？If your spirit and your heart just do not receive this kind of calling,
铁定你会很痛苦的。
For sure, you suffer.
好，最后是吃无效饼了。
Finally, the eating of unleavened bread.
从饮食文化的所谓进化或者进步当中呢
？For so-called evolution or progress of dietary culture.
坦率讲，吃无效饼，貌似好像似乎是一种后退，会不会啊
？Eating unleavened bread may seem like a step backward.
因为没有面笑的，连馒头包子都蒸不出来啊。
Without leaven, you cannot even make steamed buns or bread.
人一开始可能就是拿没有酵的那个面粉去蒸包子、做馒头，那面是很死的，不好吃的。
At the very beginning, when they just make the bread without leaven, actually, it's very hard and it doesn't taste good.
所以馒头、包子是在没有面酵的这些食品之后才有，它是比较先进也比较文明一点的所谓。
Therefore, steamed buns and bread, they just come out after and they have the leaven.
但是我们发现上帝带领他的子民反倒好像是反其道而行之啊。
Seems like God just guide his people just go backwards.
你看他带着以色列在旷野走了40年，对吧？
So for 40 years in the wilderness.
他给他的子民每天都吃些什么东西呢？
What did God provide to the Israelites?
吃玛拿呀。
They ate manna.
玛拿是什么东西啊？
What is manna?
玛拿就是一些近乎没有味道，然后非常轻、非常寡那一类的食物，对吧
？Manna is the type of food that was almost tasteless and plain.
其实玛拿吃玛拿的本质上也是无效饼观念的一个延伸了。
In essence, manna was also an extension of the concept of unleavened bread.
人活着不是单靠食物。
When we live, we do not just count totally on food.
人吃的也未必是埃及的海鲜。
And also, we may not just have to eat and those that seafood of Egypt.
所以我们的饮食文化在表达我们的属灵生命的弟兄姐妹。
So our eating culture actually reflect our spiritual life.
我们能不能吃的简单清淡不一样呢？
Can we eat just lightly?
啊，当然你可以吃也可以不吃，这是自由。
So it's a freedom, either you eat it or not.
圣经说清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
The scripture says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
那再看看我们今天的世界嘛。
Look at the world today.
看看今天的世人嘛。
Look at the people in the world.
你会不会发现有一个这样的道理呢？
So do you see the truth?
人吃的是什么，你基本上就长成什么样子。
What a person feeds on will ultimately shape what he becomes.
你在美国会发现有一些人他是体重比较超重的。
And in the US, and you will see some people that are overweight.
一个人可以长成四五百磅啊。
A person may just be like 400 to 500 pounds.
我的声明并不是歧视那些肥胖症的病人，不是。
I'm not saying we just the kind of have the prejudice about those.
乃是说吃成这么胖的原因，这长成这么胖的原因是你吃有关系的。
And what I'm trying to say is, it just is caused by just what you eat.
Yeah, 你要求大家不歧视你是对的。
And it is right, and you just require people just to not just look down those people.
但是吃多吃少如何吃，你也有责任，对不对？
However, you have the responsibility how to eat.
其实我们读经祷告也是如此这般的生命啊。
Actually, when we pray and read the Bible, it's the same.
可能有会说，怎么今天还有人读经祷告呢？
So some people may say, how come today still there are people read the Bible and pray to God?
川普怎么会在白宫里读圣经呢？
How could President Trump just read the Bible in the White House?
呀，很多，我看了很多不同，不是很多，有一些那些又白又左又与众不同的一些人吧。
I just noticed that some like the particular people.
川普肯定是装的。
And they said that President Trump was just pretending.
你看他平常讲话这么没有礼貌，那么大嘴巴，读圣经有什么用呢？
And some people would say that look at him. Usually he just talks to them and kind of not quite in order. How?
你看他前段时间搞的那个 AI 那个话，一看就是口不对心，就不是好人嘛。
They may just criticize about the previously the picture that he just demonstrate, and he's not a good.God.
坦率讲，我心里有些难过了。
To be honest, I feel kind of sad.
不管怎么样，川普总统是我们的弟兄嘛。
No matter what, and the person Trump is our brother in Christ.
Yeah, 不管怎么样，一个弟兄读圣经是对的吧
？No matter what, a brother in Christ read the Bible. That is right.
我也略略有一些好奇了。
I'm also kind of curious.
怎么这个川普无论做什么事都是错的呢？
How come it seems like no matter what he did, it's wrong?
就是读圣经。
Even read the Bible.
一个信徒，一个弟兄的读圣经，在自己的弟兄里边也会产生反感的感觉。Why? 什么道理？
Even a brother in Christ read the Bible, and people just have some negative attitude.
有的心里边觉得略略有些对这个世代有些难过了。
And I just feel sad about this generation.
只要是川普做的决定都是错的。
Seems like as long as the decision was made by Trump and it is wrong.
这些我都没意见。
And I don't have the, like a so-called just an opinion.
但是我至少有一样我无法接受的。
At least there's only one thing I cannot.
川普连读圣经，基督徒都不可以接受。
Even President Trump read the Bible, the believers do not accept.
你知道为什么会这样子吗
？Do you know why?
因为今天读经祷告在这个世界的潮流当中已经不相吻合了。
Because reading the Bible and praying to God don't seem to align with today's the cultural trends.
也不管是谁，只要你读经，在这个世界上就不接纳你。
So matter who you are, and if you read the Bible, seems like the world does not accept you.
我们可能真的要在上帝面前、圣灵面前。圣经面前反省一下我们的心思意念，对吧
？We just need to reflect our mind in front of God.
我也知道你不容易改。
I know it's hard for you to change.
我也不期待着你改。
And I don't expect you to change.
我只是期待你去到神面前的时候，你至少记得牧师在教会的讲台当中讲过这个问题，对吧
？I just expect when you just face the Lord, you remember. I just remind you and teach you.In a sermon.
如果连一个弟兄读圣经你都觉得有问题
If you think there's a problem for a brother to read the Bible,
那问题不是他是你
Then the problem is not him, it's you.
这叫 common sense, 叫常识了
This is the common sense.
呀，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
读圣经呀，就是好像没有什么即时的果效，对吧
So reading the Bible says that there's no immediate effect.
读圣经好像也没有什么好处，对吧？
Or it seems like reading the Bible, there's no so-called benefit.
但是亲爱的弟兄，我告诉你。
But dear brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
读圣经是我们的责任啊。
Reading the Bible is our responsibility.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为圣经是你生命属灵生命的灵粮啊。
Because, and to read the Bible, Bible is the bread of the
你不读圣经你会患饥饿症的。
If you don't read the Bible, you just have the disease of the hungry.
有一天你的灵里边会枯萎枯瘦枯干的。
So one day, your spiritual life will dry out.
但是如果相反，我们负责任的每天去读经祷告灵修唱诗赞美的话呢？
On the contrary, if daily you just read the Bible, pray to God, and sing a praise,
上帝就负责任叫我们的属灵生命有成长。
Then God Himself will just take responsibility for the growth of our spiritual life.
我们可能真的需要问问自己了。
You may want to ask yourself.
你真的愿意吃无酵饼吗？
Are you truly willing to eat unleavened bread?
还是非埃及的海鲜不可呢？
Or you just have to have the seafood of the Egypt seafood.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look the third.
持守圣洁。
Maintain holiness.
从今天这个主日到下一个主日。
From this Lord's Day to the next Lord's Day.
有没有想过我们应当如何敬虔度日呢？
How should we live a godly life?
这个问题如果不解决，很严重的。
If we do not solve this question, then it's very serious.
我们甚至很容易堕落成一个星期天的信徒。
We can easily become Sunday Christians.
有没有想过这个问题呢？
Have you thought about this?
首先，正月十四到二十一。
First, from the 14th to the 21st day of the first month.
这是一段什么日子呢？
So, what period of day is this?
刚才说了，说是七天，实则头尾八天，对吧？
It is described as 7 days, but in practice, it spans 8 days, including both ends.
但这个不是重点。
But that is not the main point.
重点是在两次圣会之间，信徒彼此相交的原则是什么？就是吃无酵饼。
The key is this. Between the two sacred assemblies, the principle of fellowship among God's people is the eating of unleavened bread.
我很感谢神，神让我们看见呀，在整个出埃及记的过程当中，这怎么教导神的子民，专门用了两次聚会之间要吃无酵饼这个真理来教导我们。
So God just used this truth about this the consecutive the 7 days and to teach us to eat the unleavened bread.
什么是无酵饼啊？
What is unleavened bread?
无酵饼就是仰望天国，依靠基督的心，过一个简朴生活，对吧？
Unleavened bread represents a heart that looks to kingdom of heaven, depends on Christ, and live a simple life.
为什么这么说呢？
So what do we say?
因为人活着不是单靠食物啊。
For man does not live by bread alone.
也不贪恋美食啊。
Nor should be consumed just by
而且所欲所求是有限的。
And also, it do not have excessive desires.
是可有可无的。
And rather, his need is
圣经说有衣有食就当知足的，你知足吗？
We just need to be content as long as we have the very simple life.
结合我们今天的日子来看呢？
Let's look at today's life.
我们从今天的主日聚会
from today the Lord's Day
到下个礼拜的主日聚会
to the next Lord's Day
是不是也是头尾八天呢？
It's also from an added8 days.
两次聚会之间我们都在吃什么喝什么呢？
Between the two gatherings, what are we eating and drinking?
是无酵饼吗？
Is it unleavened bread?
有无酵饼吗？
Do we have unleavened bread?
你正在过简朴生活吗？
Are we living a simple life?
你可以过简朴生活吗？
Can you live a simple life?
有没有进食祷告的空间呢？
Is there room for fasting and prayer?
能不能有一天干脆就不吃了，可以吗？
Could there even just be a day?When we choose not to eat at all,
能够经历一下人活着不是单靠食物的真理，你愿意吗？
So are you willing just to live and just we just live not just proof by food?
要其次是你们各家不可有酵。
Second, no leaven is to be found in your house.
如果说教会是个大家庭的话呢？
If the church is one large family,
那么我们各个家庭就是一个小家庭了。
Then each of our homes is a smaller family.
所以我在这里请大家千万不要轻看我们这个小家庭啊。
So we must never despise this small household.
为什么不要轻看呢？
Why?
因为上帝对我们每一个小家庭是有话讲的。
For God also has something to say to each of them.
今天的经文说，在你们各家中七日之内不可有酵。
The scripture says, for 7 days, no leaven is to be found in your houses.
大家想象一下每天、每周、每个主日我们所过的日子，好不好？
So think about each week and each that the Lord's Day, the life.
如果说我们每个主日在教会里吃饭，
if on the Lord's Day we gather and eat together,
那么平时周一到周六呢？
And then from Monday to Saturday,
在家里也同样不可以有酵啊。
In our homes, there must likewise be no leaven.
也就是不可以效法这个世界了。
That is, we must not conform to this world.
圣经说总要心意更新而变化。
And the Bible says we're to be transformed by the renewal of our mind.
不是贪新鲜，有好奇心，不是这样子的。
It's not to have the greedy heart.
我们的心意更新而变化，是为了要查验何为神纯全。可喜悦的旨意，寻求他的旨意啊。
So to renew our mind that we may just discern what is good, pleasing and the perfect will of God.
要知道我们的人一旦生命里有了法利赛人的酵会怎么样呢？
Once the leaven of the Pharisees enters a person's life,
我们就会铁定在世界里拔尖出巴别塔的高度啊。
It will strive to just build towers of Babel in the world.
毫无疑问也会扩展出希特勒的谎言呐、
啊。No doubt, it will just give rise to the lies of Hitler.
也是今天这些白左和独裁者的洗脑。
And the distortion of extreme ideologies and the indoctrination systems of authoritarian regimes.
耶稣也警告了很多次，到了末世有很多的假基督、敌基督的出现呢、啊。
And Jesus already warned us at the on the last days. There's those that like a false.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，末日近了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们仿佛几乎可以听见主的脚步声了。
We can almost hear the footsteps of the Lord approaching.
好，最后在一切住处吃无酵饼。
Finally, in all your dwellings, you shall eat unleavened bread.
我们不妨发挥一下我们的想象力，好不好
？So just use our imagination.
一个礼拜，人除了回教会。
In a week, other than just go to the church,
除了回家
and also return home,
你还会去哪呢？
Where else are you going?
职场中的上班？
What about your workplace?
可能你会出差？
Maybe you have a business trip.
出席朋友同学的聚会？
I have a gathering with your friends and classmates.
总之，圣经是在你们一切住处中，对吧？
So in short, and it's in all your dwellings.
为什么这么说呢？
So what do we say?
因为我们的神是无所不在的神呐。
Because our God is omnipresent.
就是说，我们要在任何地方都要能够吃无酵饼。
That means we are to eat unleavened bread everywhere.
我们不可以吃任何有效的物啊。
And not just partake of anything leavened in any place.
我听见有些弟兄姐妹分享。
I heard some brothers and sisters share.
他说他回中国探亲的时候呢，
This is when they returned to China to
马上发现自己很难持守灵修祷告的生活了。
And this is that it becomes very difficult to maintain a life of prayer and devotion.
每天家里和外面都很多这个吵杂的声音啊。
So every day, and there's a very like a kind of noise.
更加不要说是唱诗赞美神，更没这个机会了。
And not even mentioned to sing the praise in.There's no such so-called opportunity.
几乎每天都有人请着吃埃及餐呢、啊。
Seems like every day there are imitations of the Egyptian meals.
特别是尼罗河的海鲜呢、啊。
Especially the seafood of the Nile.
也会勾起他们过去信主以前那种为奴的记忆啊。
And it may just stir up, and there are just old memories of the.Before they become a believer, like a slave.
心想真是好死不如赖活呀。
And they just thought that no matter what, it just as long as they can stand.
只要有的吃。
As long as the food is good.
只要能吃饱。
If they can just feed, the food can feed them.
如果还能吃得好。
If they can eat good.
让我当奴隶又如何呢？
Even slavery can seem tolerable.
你说不自由勿宁死，那是你自己的执着了。
And when you say without freedom, you would rather die, and that is your choice.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers,
神的无所不在便注定了我们的属灵生命是无死角的。
God's omnipresence means that there's no blind spot in our spiritual life. There's no place where holiness does not apply.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
除去罪孽是什么意思呢？
What is to remove sin mean?
就是表明我们愿意与神同行嘛。
That shows that we're willing to walk with God.
也愿意与神同工嘛。
And work together with Him.
因为除罪是要付代价的。
For the removal of sin always comes at a cost.
当神来清除我们的罪孽和老我的鳞片、老茧的时候呢？
When God deals with our sins, the scales of old self and the hardened and the calluses of our nature.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
生命的改变，你会经历痛苦的。
You will for sure experience the pain when you grow.
神在我们生命当中清除那些鳞片的时候，哎呦，你就会疼的。
It's painful when God just clean up our those old scales.
你开过船、开过游艇没有？
If it is right, just like the steamboat.
这船只要出海、只要出河道，往水里一走，会发生什么事情？知道吗
？So what would happen if you just do this the steamboat?
所有河里边的那些浮生物啊，什么那些珊瑚啊、贝壳呀、啊。那些浮游生物就会 连在海的船的下面厚厚的一沓。
And all those things underneath this and the ocean will just kind of stick to the boat.
假如我们的身体生命也接着那厚厚的那些浮生物呢？
In our life, if we have all those kind of things just stick to our body,
要不要清理呢？
Should we clean it up?
主的圣洁一来清理的时候，我们都会经历这种疼痛的。
When God just cleans us with His holiness, for sure it will be painful.
想想我们的属灵生命的成长，知道就知道啦。
Think about a spiritual life growth, we understand.
可能是一个习惯。
Maybe it's one habit.
两个认定。
Two assumptions.
三个传统。
Three traditions.
四个人情。
Four human relationships.
五个无知。
Five kinds of ignorance.
六个固执。
Six forms of stubbornness.
七个贪吃。
Seven cravings.
八个随意。
Eight kinds of carelessness.
九个固执。
And nine layers of resistance.
十个罪孽。
And ten categories of sins.
怎么办呢？
What should we do?
神开的药方很简单。
God's prescription is very simple.
就是有效的食物你们都不可以吃。
You should not eat anything leavened.
在你们一切的住处都要吃无酵饼。
In all your dwellings, you shall eat unleavened bread.
请问你是否愿意呢？
Are you willing?
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
当你的圣洁要来清除我们生命当中那些法利赛人的酵的时候呢？
When you just clean the leaven just with your holiness.
我们的老我会经历那种阵痛。
Our old self will experience this kind of hard labor.
主啊，求你就继续去清理我们生命当中的污秽肮脏吧。
Lord, please continue to clean.
因为我们要活得像主像你啊，因为你是圣洁的，你是公义的，你必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。主啊，我在这里，求你差派我，求你洁净我，求你使用我。感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求，阿门。